My name is Sam. I'm the curate. I've prepared my notes here and I'm just being open, so I might use them the way they are or most likely not the way they are. Do we have any actors here? You actors? Okay, so if you're not an actor, that's okay. You've all been recruited to be my actors this morning. And by that I mean we're going to use the acronym ACT, Act of Worship. Okay, so focusing on two key words out of that. The full acronym is Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving. But then I'm just going to use the A and the T. Adoration and Thanksgiving. Can you say that with me? Adoration and Thanksgiving. So that's what we're going to focus on this morning. And I'll say a little bit more about that later. We've been looking at our series on whole life worship over 4 weeks. And the challenge, the task that Mark and I have over these 2 weeks today and next week, no pressure, Mark, is for us to try and help us see what our worship looks like here at St. Stephen's. We can't exhaust that in one short window here. So that's something to talk about as we go on. And so later, after I've preached, we will respond. We've got a couple of songs to help us respond. But I thought we'll do something different today. So you've got those bits of paper with you and pens. Instead of me using those at the end, I'd like to use them now. So I used to enjoy with physics and chemistry going into the lab for an experiment. It was really exciting because sometimes you could sit in class and kind of think, oh yeah, on and on with the theory. I want the practical now. So we're going to start with a bit of practical so you can get a taste of what it feels like. Then later, no pressure, we'll try and do the real thing. Is that okay? If it's not, bear with me. Okay. If you're here for the first time, we don't always do things like this, but we're learning together. So I will guide you as we do this. What I'd like you to do, if you've got a bit of paper, I'm going to invite Joe to come up with David. And this is all spontaneous, isn't it? So it's not, they haven't practiced this. So they're going to be there. They'll play over us. And what I'd like you to do is to use this space. Let me define the two words. Adoration. What is adoration? Adoration is telling God who he is. The things about God that do not change. They're not about how you feel today. They're not about what's going on around you, because the worship of God is not really about me. It's about God. Okay, so you are thinking about things maybe that you've heard people tell you about who God is, things that you know are descriptions of God, or better still, what his word says that it is. And you could come up with a list of 20. But I'd like you to just put down maybe three things. Three things. So one column is adoration. That's the definition. The next column, wait before you write, is thanksgiving / praise. What's thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is, as it says, it's me saying thank you to God for the things that he has done. Things maybe that he has done for me. Well, if I'm struggling to find that list of things he's done for me, maybe I might think of things that he's done for Joe. If I'm struggling, maybe I might think of things that he's done for other people that I know. Maybe for us as a church. Maybe for us as a nation. Maybe for the world. Honestly, if you think about that, you won't struggle to find even one thing. Okay? So adoration, thanksgiving. And as they get going, here's the more exciting bit. Those words go with some actions and responses. Okay, so I need two volunteers to come and help me. Just two. Just two. Charlie, if you come and stand here. And one other. Any? Mark? Okay, if you come stand here. Okay. Now, you don't have to do this, but sometimes this is what it calls for. So when I am saying doing adoration, it's to God. I bow or I kneel. It's that reverence and honor for who God is. So just do the action as I do it. See if you can. Okay, so kind of bowing. Can you do that? Can you manage to kneel? So what am I doing? I am saying God is my audience and it's not about me. He is bigger than me. He is beyond me. That's what I'm saying when I do this. Sometimes I might come, I might be weighed down and I'm carrying so much. Maybe it's a diagnosis of from a doctor, something that's happened around me, something that's too heavy for me to carry. And I'm coming and I'm saying, God, you are all that scripture says that you are. You are bigger than me. That's what adoration is. How about thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, I might hold out my hands like this. This might be saying I'm receiving, but also these hands are pointing to he who is bigger than me. I'm saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Steve. Thank you for Caroline. Thank you for John. Thank you for Ian doing the sound this morning. And I start, and I can list them, and I keep going. I keep going, and the list becomes bigger. And I find that as I do that, sometimes I don't even have the words. It's beyond me. It's bigger. So that's what you're expressing. You're saying it's abandon. It's saying thank you. Thank you, guys. So, number one, two instructions. First, if you can write down, as these guys play and maybe sing something, write down three things either side of those columns. Something of adoration, saying who God is, maybe one word or two or three, and then thanksgiving. So start there. Don't worry if you don't write everything now. I'll just give you one more minute. Now, if you just hold that list in your hand, and I'd like us to do adoration together first, okay? So you might want to stay sitting. That's okay. Whichever posture works for you, either sitting, standing still, bowing down, kneeling down. We're going to do adoration together, and I'm going to invite you. You might want to read out what you've written there, and this is to God, or maybe you might want to do it quietly in your heart. So we'll do that for about a minute. And then we will try out the thanksgiving as well. When we come to thanksgiving and praise, I'll invite you to hold what you've written there with that posture. And just lift it up to God. Shall we try it? Okay, for a couple of minutes. So let's start with adoration. Just take up a posture that's comfortable for you, whether you want to kneel down, you want to bow down, you want to stay sitting, that's fine. You want to stand still. Remember, when we do this, it's not about us. We come into God's house, sometimes we feel like it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we are cross with somebody, but it's not about us. It's about God, and He's our audience. So let's try this as Joe plays. But you want to speak out those things. Or maybe do them quietly in your heart. Let's do that together. Lord, thank you for your goodness. You are good. You are faithful. You are kind. You are Emmanuel, the God who is here with us. You're a provider. Why don't we take take up a posture of thanksgiving. And you might want to stay where you are, but do something with your hands if you can. Hold them up to God. Maybe stand if that's comfortable for you and that works for you. Stand and lift up thanks to God. You might have a list of only two or three things, or a list of 10. Let's thank God. Sometimes we thank God, and as we thank Him, it's a prayer of faith to say, God, I thank You for these things before even they happen. So let's lift up thanks to God. If thanking God in other tongues is something you're comfortable doing, do that. If you want to thank Him in your own mother tongue, do that. Maybe Mandarin or Chinese or whichever it is. Just let's fill this house with the thanks to God. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for this church. Thank You for each one here. Thank You for Your provision to us. Let's just have a resounding thank you together. Let's say thank you about three times. One, two, three. Thank you, Lord. And again, thank you, Lord. One more time. Thank you, Lord. And a clap of praise if you can. Thank you for being so kind and taking part in that. Now, you might have done something like that before, or you haven't, or maybe it's your thing, or it isn't. So thank you for bearing with me. Worship, I just want to start with something. When you have a look at these pictures on the screen, what setting do you think that might be? Shout out anybody, which one do you think? It's a kind of worship, so somebody who wasn't at 9 o'clock service. Concert? Worship, concert? New wine?
A party?
They're partying. And they're expressing that, aren't they? Do you recognize who that might be?
Coldplay.
It's Chris Martin. He's doing that, isn't it? So now that could be Joe or Mark doing that here. Maybe. But I'm just talking about the actions. And now, where do you think that one might be? You think it's Glastonbury? Reading, not you, Delhi, again. You're at the 9 o'clock. Big church day out, that's right. So that's a Christian gathering. And if you look at that one, and you look at the one before that, if somebody didn't tell you, they're expressing themselves. Why? Maybe that's a natural thing God has given to us as human beings. We can do that, can't we? It's interesting, sometimes you find that somebody might need help to be more comfortable in expressing themselves. Maybe talk comfortably here, go out to the pub, and when they have a little something to help them, they're a bit more free and relaxed, and yet sometimes might be held back in other settings. I wonder whether sometimes there's something that holds us back. Maybe it's fear. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's being too conscious of those around us. Maybe it's how we are feeling. Other times we're up for it. Other times we're not. Let's look at other faiths and religions. So the three Abrahamic faiths. So you've got Islam, you've got Judaism, you've got Christianity. This could be, well, their dressing might help you. Islam. What are they doing? We've just been doing that, haven't we, this morning? It's interesting. And that one, so you think that could be a church? That's a Jewish, yeah. So they're clapping and dancing and giving praise to God. And that's, you know, from back home in Africa, as expressive as they come, dancing and shouting and jumping. Well, it's not always a call to be like that. Sometimes it's quieter. The point is that our worship is expressed to God. God is the audience. In our text today, I'm going to come to the story of King David. But before I come to King David, I just want to ask a question. What barriers are there to our worship? Maybe even here at St. Stephen's in church when we gather. What barriers are there to how we express our worship freely? So two key words there, barriers, but also freedom. What helps you to be free in worship? I like to use my hands a lot, but this is just saying free. What stops you from being free if you're trying to, but then something is holding you back? What is that? What is it? Sometimes fear. Sometimes maybe culture. I read sociology at uni, and with anthropology, it's that whole study of cultures of people. We like to fit in. We want to fit in. If I walk into a new gathering, I'm thinking, how do Deli and Sharon do things in their house? Does my fork go on the right or on the left or the other way around? What's the done thing here? And so I'll walk in from Uganda, from Kampala, where I don't have a clue because I might be eating using my hands. And then I walk in and think, how do I fit in with here? Do I use my hands? Or do I use my fork and knife? Culture can be a big thing. And sometimes it can be for the good because it teaches us and helps us to join in. Other times it might hold us back. But remember the beginning, I was saying adoration and thanksgiving are towards what audience? Towards one audience who is God. However, it's in the context of others. So yes, we ought to be sensitive and aware of those around us, but always asking the question, who am I pleasing? God or man? God or man? God or man? Who is setting the pace? Who is setting the tone? Everywhere we go, whether it's a place of work, whether it's at home, who am I pleasing? Who is coming first? I measure how I'm pleasing man against the value and the filter and the principle of God. So God must always come first. Okay, so there are all those things mixed and balanced together. Now, to that story of King David. I'm going to whiz through this one. Once upon a time, there was that man, and we've had a look in the Bible verse. We've seen in 1 Samuel 16 that David was a man after God's own heart. And God calls him that man after his own heart. And he says, people look on the outside, but God looks at the heart. What's the message behind that? He's saying it's not really about David. It is about God. God chooses David, not really because of who David is and what he has done, but because of who God is and what he has done and his plan. And so for us as well, we come to God to worship because of his grace. And when we gather like that, then I might feel one Sunday as I'm gathered here, oh my goodness, I've got it so wrong this week. Or I might think, oh, my relationships are in such a bad place. Or I might think, do I fit in? Everybody seems to know what they're doing, but I don't. God says, man looks on the outside, but God looks at the heart. He sees you, he knows you, he made you, he called you, he invites you to come just as you are. As you do that, you then start to express your worship in the way that you can to him. God, thank you. The little that I know, you are God, you are sovereign, so I worship you. Thank you for what you have done for me. And it could be as simple as that for you. Now, David then grows up. And one day when David grows up, he is so excited because the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord has been returned to Jerusalem. And he is a king, but he is also somebody in that position of a priest. He's not the high priest, but he has robes that are really special, okay? And the reason I'm getting these robes is these are my special robes. Some of you don't see me wear these at the 10:30 very much, but I wear these at the 9 o'clock, I wear them, and they're special. They're significant because they say who I am and what I do in that sense. And David was king, so he was set apart to do his job. And maybe in his office, he might not have been able to worship or dance or praise in the way that he might have wanted. I've got this stole because the way I wear it now, when I was priested, I started to wear it in a way like this. And it says David was wearing his ephod robe, which was worn by priests. And as he starts to journey with the people carrying the ark, he's journeying with them. They're so excited and they're happy. And as he moves with them, his wife Milcah and others are watching. They know he's king. They know he's the husband. They know all those things. So he's going to do things properly, a certain way. And as he starts to respond to the music, maybe, shackles off my feet so I can dance. Do you know that song? I just want to praise him. Yeah. Just want to pray. And as he's trying to dance, he's thinking maybe the things are a little bit too heavy for him. And he's trying to be free. Now, he's not putting off his office. He's not discarding his office. That's not the message here. He is saying, for now, I just want to be free and to say that I can worship maybe with the robes, but I can worship as well when I take them off. Now, watch the response of his wife. What does his wife do? How does she respond? She looks at him. She mocks him. She mocks him. She laughs at him. She comes back and says, you've despised us. You've ashamed us. You're such a disgrace. You're the king. Hey, you've ashamed me, she's saying. You've ashamed the kingdom. David's response to this, he says, I was praising my Lord. I'm celebrating my God. Why? Because of the things that he has done and because of who he is. Is that amazing? That's David's response. And he dances like that. Now, it's not something that, say, he was doing all the time in that way, but at that point, there was something that just came in a sense of being free to express that worship that he was feeling in his heart. I'm coming to a close. As I said at the beginning, we did a little bit of an experiment of something I'm going to invite us to do. As we join in the next couple of songs, my invitation for us is that we can be free to worship. If there be fear or being too conscious of those around us, that we will feel that release to step in. Okay, remember, you're in the context of people, but God is the audience. And that's what worship is about. So we focus on the words, but they help us to enable us to respond.